It takes half your life to realize that this life is a do-it-yourself project. That is not good for some of you. Welcome to the Security Today podcast, brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, datacom, and security. So if you need any of those things, you better check them out at SprinterIT.com and at SprinterDatacom on Instagram. Now, I'm your host, the most DIY uncle in security. Let's be honest, Uncle Bear. That's right. Uncle B-A-E-R _ on Instagram and Twitter, and at Security Today Podcast on Instagram. So give me a like and a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And you already know that you need to be calling your mother and telling her that you're doing it better, because you're back in it for another week of news and highlights. Now, listen, I know. I usually have a bid to bank here, but I couldn't get anybody to sit down with me over the last several weeks after reaching out to four or five people. I also ran a poll on Security Today podcast Instagram asking for people, but only got two suggestions. So look here, okay? Remember how I say every week that this podcast is for you? Well, you best take it serious. Pretend I'm gently grabbing both sides of your face, looking longingly into your eyes, and you fantasize for a second what it would be like to be partners in crime. But get that out of your head, because that's not what I'm talking about. You refocus. This podcast is for you, but I also need yous. So if you know anybody that you would want to see on Bid to Bank, then you need to DM me today. Also, Bid to Bank is a segment on this podcast where I interview small to medium business security integrator owners and decision makers within their company as we break down excellent questions that walk us through the project from the bid to the bank, project management, engineering, customer experience, and more. So go to YouTube right now and type in Security Today Podcast and then binge watch all the previous episodes. That's an order. And DM me people you would want to see so I can reach out to them and they can get back to me and we can all continue on this beautiful journey of life together. Also, Black Picket Fence is the educational arm of the Security Today podcast, and I have curated a TOIT 3+ hour masterclass called Professional Access Wiring by Bear. That's the Bear Paw. Yes, you heard it right. If you want to build your strength and become better at your craft, or if you're a business owner in security, in AV, as an MSP, somebody's asking you about doors, and you have several guys that you'd like to polish up on access control wiring, or if you just know somebody that needs this education, you can find out more at blackpicketfenceonline.com/paw. I've had over a dozen students in January and February alone, and the feedback has been, well, dazzling. So check that out. First, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. OmniAlert, a gun detection system, just got certified to be used in Genetec's VMS, and that's a big deal. Also, campus security is seeing an uptick in emergency notification and DIY. What once was something we security integrators looked ill upon and jealous and disgusted and didn't respect in the slightest, yet seemed to all put it on our own homes, but we're security professionals, so we could do that, right? It's now an asset that you should probably be carrying in your back pocket. But before we get into all of that, you know that every single week we give a shout out. That's right, a shout out on the episode of an Instagram handle that is absolutely killing it in the, the form and the precision and the standards of the Security Today podcast. Well, this week it's at Running Cables. Now, if you aren't following them, then you're probably not in Datacom, but these guys are the cable infrastructure kings, and they don't mess around. With a team of network rack design fanatics, network and showcase racks are their bread and butter. Out of Ontario, Canada, their racks hit sweet and smooth like syrup. I'm sorry. That's cliche. Us Americans don't know what else you do, you know? Trudeau's a dickhead. You guys kill it at hockey and syrup, and you storm Montana in the spring. That's about as much as I know. Oh, wait, I do know one thing. the Canadians seem to do, and that's fucking kill it at data cabling, and I can prove it to you. Go follow at Running Cables and send them a DM and tell them that you heard of them on the Security Today podcast. Let's get into the chit. Chat. A recent survey conducted by Campus Safety indicates a significant uptick in the utilization of emergency notification platforms among institutions of higher education, hospitals, and K-12 schools districts compared to just 2 years ago. The survey, which gathered responses from the various sectors, highlights a notable increase in the frequency of usage and multiple communication channels. The most substantial surge was observed in email usage, with 52% of this year's respondents reporting weekly, several times per week, or daily utilization of emergency notifications. This marks a 12-point increase from 2022. Similarly, both outdoor audible mass notifications and social media platforms saw an 11% rise in usage compared to 2 years ago. And furthermore, the survey revealed that nearly one in three respondents, that's 32%, now deploy their SMS text alert systems on a weekly basis, compared to just 22% in 2022. Additionally, there has been a notable increase in the adoption of multiple types of emergency mass notification technologies, with only 7% of respondents using a single system or having no system at all, down from 33% in 2022. Now, the survey participants emphasized the critical importance of employing multiple notification systems to mitigate the risk of single point failures during emergencies. Because while the usage of emergency notification systems has predominantly increased for various types of emergencies, non-emergencies usage remains consistent, with exceptions noted in email and outdoor audible systems. Now, while the budget allocations for emergency notification programs vary widely across our industry, the survey underscores the need for consistent testing of these systems to ensure that their reliability is there during a crisis. With ongoing advancements and increased adoption of emergency notification technologies, institutions are better equipped to enhance safety and security measures across their campuses and their facilities. This is a very important thing, and I think that I wanted to chit-chat about it because it is something that we should be putting in as security integrators, is emergency notification, so that your clients can be prepared in the event of a crisis on a day-to-day basis. This goes everything from lone workers to campuses to facilities to places with children and minors. Like, this is something that is needed across the board, especially in the day that we're living in. So check that out. Also, product highlight. Let's get into it. OmniAlert. I like saying that. A leading provider of active shooter solutions has announced the certification of its visual gun detection system, OmniAlert Gun Detect, with Genetec Security Center. That's right. OmniAlert Gun Detect can easily be deployed with any existing IP-based camera and can monitor spaces that other safety technologies might miss, such as exterior grounds and parking lots. The software has been designed with privacy concerns in mind, as there is no use of facial recognition on subjects being monitored and live video feeds never leave the site. The integration allows Genetec customers to enhance their surveillance capabilities by incorporating visual gun detection technology into their existing surveillance systems. With the power of artificial intelligence, OmniAlert Gun Detect offers early detection of gun threats, facilitating rapid automated responses such as notifying authorities, activating safety protocols, alerting nearby individuals. The collaboration aims to provide security teams with the tools that they need to respond swiftly and effectively to active shooter situations, potentially saving lives. Now, Dave Frazier, CEO of OmniAlert, highlights the critical importance of quick detection and response in crisis situations, while DAP team lead at Genetec, you can go look them up, emphasizes the seamless integration of Gun Detect with Security Center, leveraging existing hardware for enhanced security measures. If you play in the Genetec space, you need to be checking this out, okay? Listen, gun detection from a video surveillance standpoint, from an audio standpoint, from using metal detectors and live guards and those sorts of things, live guard monitoring, you need it all, really, to start combating the issue of firearms and weapons being brought onto campuses to spread hate. We need those things in place. This isn't a one-time fix-all solution. Oh, good, you got gun detect in your Genetech VMS. Well, lucky, like good for you. But you need to be adding these things as layered security in the logical world, just as in the physical world. Let's get into the DIY meat. That's right, I did this meat myself. Damage it yourself, DIY. I mean, do it yourself, sorry. We all know that DIYers are at Home Depot right now, but while this was something that was all the buzz several years ago in the industry, where is it trending today? How's it evolving and what challenges and benefits is it going to continue to provide? Well, lucky for you, Bear's here and you're here, and I'm going to sweetly deliver this to the inside of your ears. Simmer down. I know. Let's get into it. As do-it-yourself or DIY security options gain momentum in the marketplace and they continue to gain that momentum, security dealers and integrators find themselves at a crossroad, balancing the potential threats and growth opportunities that are presented by really this changing landscape. DIY is kind of moving and grooving all the time. SDM Magazine caught up with industry professionals. Clint Choate at Snap One, I guess, David Donovan, easy name, off of NAPCO Security Technologies, and Naveen Changani of ADT to gather insights on the trends shaping DIY and do it with me security solutions, DIWM. DIY security solutions have seen a surge in popularity, offering affordability, user-friendly installations, and those things. So Clint notes that the benefits of DIY, highlighting their appeal to budget-conscious consumers and the ease of use. However, he also emphasizes in that article the importance of understanding the limitations, such as potential installation errors leading to false alarms. Now, I was never fond of the DIY major companies like Google and Ring getting into such things as the alarm space. And I know that Naveen is not going to love this, but I liken them to ADT, okay? And that's an insult, I hope you know. I might have some ADT technicians listening, and I don't know, Naveen might actually catch this thing. But all I can say to you is find a local alarm provider and work for them, okay? You'll be pouring back into the community, you'll get better training, more advancement in your career, and you won't be the blue-collared miscreant that can't discern a data cabinet from a plate full of angel hair pasta. You'll thank me later. Sorry. Anyways, David Donovan continues as he shares concerns about DIY offerings lacking personal customer engagement, contrasting them with traditional alarm dealers known for their commitment to customer satisfaction. Now, he underscores the value of professional expertise in ensuring a seamless security experience, and he isn't wrong. I try really hard on this podcast to emphasize just how important that customer interaction is. It isn't enough to perfect your craft and security placement in theory. It isn't enough to stand on the soapbox and make sure the security products you're putting into homes and businesses are indeed security-first products, aka fuck hike. But it is necessary that you are putting the majority of your focus into the customer experience for two reasons. One, because this is going to win you more work over time than any, you know, Facebook ad or Instagram platform or anything like that. And number two, because security is a mindset and you're not in the business of cameras, okay? Listen to me. You're not in the business of plastic shells that hold small radio components that read the identity radio frequencies in the 13 megahertz range. No, you're in the business of security, and security is a mindset. It doesn't matter the locks, the security measures, the hardened door frames. If they lay in bed and they feel like they're not secure, you haven't done your full job. Now, if you think, well, whatever, that's on them. I did actually secure the property, Bear. Well, please go get a job in fast food, because this industry isn't meant for your vibrations. We're doing hard and holy work here, people. And honestly, if you even begin to think like that, for 6 minutes of your day, you're on the right track to not needing to worry about DIY. Because once you serve your customer and they tell Charles next door, he's going to think it might be a good idea to call a professional. And by professional, I don't mean some schlup that's slanging alarm keypads thinking that the final mile isn't making a customer feel secure. Please do better. This feels personal, and I'm not thinking of anybody specific, but if I was, It's not you, because you're listening to the Security Today podcast. Naveen goes on to reflect on the evolution of DIY smart home products, initially designed to address specific needs, but leading to a fragmented user experience. While DIY solutions offer convenience, they may fall short in providing comprehensive security measures. This is another excellent point on this topic. Well done, Naveen. Anyways, security isn't something to play with in the consumer space, okay? This is why DIY won't win in the end, and why you should be encouraging your friends and your clients actually away from it, because security is a habitat. It's an environment. It's something that when treated from a holistic viewpoint, you really begin to strengthen and harden the site, alongside providing your customer a very seamless and congruent experience with their security system. It begins to grow and flourish into something that they want at the office, in their house, at their parents' house, and introduce it to the CEO of their company because they feel secure. So overall, as the DIY landscape continues to evolve, industry professionals recognize the need for adaptation and innovation. Okay? Traditional dealers can capitalize on DIY trends by offering integrated solutions, personalized support, professional experience, and expertise, ultimately enhancing the customer experience and fostering long-term growth in the security industry. And the industry is something that we need to be protecting. I'm trying to push that out with some of the content and the mindset of the podcast. This podcast is for the security industry. My mission in my career is to be a coruscating asset to the industry. You should not be just doing this for the money. The money is great. Don't get me wrong. Excellent money here. But you should also be concerned about the industry in and of itself. So just because we're out here putting in professional services, that doesn't mean that we can't offer the support needed for someone to take the DIY route. The DIY is not a bad thing. It's not the evil stepbrother or something that's going to take all our jobs and, you know, take the food out of my kid's mouth. America. No, it's not. All right. DIY is a good thing. And it's got a good place in where it's at. And if the customer wants to take the DIY route, you need to be adaptable and available for that. You'll get some crusty bastards barking, "I'm never touching DIY. It's working yourself out of a job." Or you'll get other also crusty bastards huffing like, "Well, selling install services or DIY is how I run my business." Okay, but the truth is there's a healthy balance. And as a security integrator, if you play at all in the residential space or you touch small businesses or mom and pop shops, well, you need to have a solution for this, okay? The key is to get the DIY revolution. The key in the DIY revolution is to get it streamlined and to communicate exactly what you will and what you won't be doing. Your approach lies in striking that balance between affordability, ease of use, and personalized service, ensuring that consumers receive comprehensive security solutions tailored to their needs and preferences. But there is good business here. And if you help out the guy who owns the second largest landscaping company in the region, who just built a brand new warehouse, put a Ring doorbell and some lights on his house, well, that's going to pay dividends because now he needs commercial security and he trusts his security integrator. And if it's not that guy, if it's just some old retiree living off Social Security and a pension, well, you just helped your community, bruh, which that matters too. Security is an open palm, all right? The industry should be an open palm. We are here to secure lives and make sure good things happen to people. And we do that by not just shunning off DIY because they want to hang something themselves, but they need someone to monitor it, or do it with me, if you will, where they want to buy the product, but they want you to come install it. That should be part of your option, whether it's for your company because you play in residential, or whether it's for your life because you've got friends and family that want a couple of security measures on their house, but they're not out here to drop, you know, $8,000 on a camera system for the entire house. So just be there, okay? DIY isn't anything to scoff at. It's also not something to worry about like we all were in 2015. All right, be good and be the better tech. That's it for Security Today. Remember that this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. At Sprinter Datacom on Instagram, DM me at UncleBear_ with your thoughts, your stories, your resources. I keep asking for this every single episode, and I know I'm looking at you, dude. Yeah, you. DM me, man. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what sort of things you've tried. If you tried any of the products I mentioned, like OmniAlert or anything like that, and you have information on them, let me know, man. That's research, baby. I'll bring it on the podcast. I'll give you a shout out. All right. This podcast is driven by interactions with fantastic technicians on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you know that I'm hooking you up with resources like Black Picket Fence. So you can follow us at black.picket.fence on Instagram and definitely check out the Professional Access Wiring course. Also, please go follow at Running Cables because you need to know how it should be looking from what it's not looking like now. But it will, because you're going to follow them and you're going to realize, oh, this is how you do it. And follow at Tech Knowledge Worldwide. That's at TEKNOWLEDGEWW on Instagram. They're also on LinkedIn as they are the community that is changing the technology sector on the ground level. They have a tech fest coming up here in May. It is a actual convention where they have vendor support. There's hundreds of technicians that go there that are the boots on the ground, and it is the place that you want to be. They're bringing a whole new genre of philanthropy, too, on the back end because they're a 501(c) nonprofit organization, and they literally give charity, and the charity is technology. They put technology in churches, in gyms that are doing well for the community, those sorts of things, and they get in there. So do all that. Reap the crown now. I usually say get it now and reap the crown later, but just reap the crown now, my boys and girls, and we'll see you next week on Security Today.